I began to realize that a lot of people that you actually would call people who have a hard time in your life before Christ, especially if you look at before you really walked with God, you were a person who maybe had a what we would call Ahab or a closed down. You were more passive aggressive than blatantly aggressive. There was a lot of bitterness. Poor me. You always see yourself thinking, well, God, it's your fault, or what about them, or I don't know why this happened. And you find yourself making up a lot of excuses. You have a hard time ever thinking anything is your fault. It's always someone else's fault. And yet there's a lot of guilt where you kind of somehow believe it's your fault while you're defending yourself with these things. And we call them valley people Satan has beat down with lies to make you feel like you don't have a voice. We've done a lot of teaching on it. People who have a false hiding place where you hide and you run away, you isolate yourself from others. You don't confront things until it becomes a big issue and you blow up. You take on false identities, all kinds of things like that. Just a lot of things we have tapes on, so you may have to unlayer this. But basically, you're not really who God has created you to be. Sometimes you'll look at other people and say, oh, you know, Lord, if I could just be that bold, or Lord, if I could just speak what I want to speak, or Lord, if I could just hear in the Spirit, if I had eyes to see what you were doing. And these spirits will block this. Now, many people who do not have the fruit in their life, and you can tell when they're talking or whatever, they may sound spiritual, they may sound like they see in the Spirit and hear in the Spirit, but you're put off by them. It's like something's wrong. If you've got any measure of discernment, anyone who's been with this ministry pretty much for any length of time could actually go through this room right now and tell you if there was anyone here that had a religious spirit. They could probably tell if there's anyone here with a hurt, you know, that hurt thing or the hard thing. I mean, you really can begin to see these things on people. But what a religious spirit does, or what I call religious spirit, a lot of people call religious spirit the spirit of tradition, the Pharisee. I pick on the charismatic religious spirit because no one seems to be noticing it, although that's starting to change. And that's a false spirituality where you think you're all that with God. You think you're hearing God. You may spend hours in the Word, but there's nothing connecting. Nobody's being drawn to your light because there's no light. The Bible says when the light in you becomes dark, how dark is that darkness? And you're almost the only one who thinks you have light. And maybe some people you've been able to bring into the lies. I don't know. But if you really look at your life, there's not the victory. There's not the overcoming. There's not trust in God. There's not growing in God. And one of the main things, there's no real big change. And you're not becoming more and more like Christ. You just have a false spirituality. Even that spirit of that false spirituality is part of this. I believe this is whenever you see people worshiping something as a god, you can recognize that that's a pretty big demon involved. That's a bigger demon. Okay, so let's do this first before we do the other thing. Let's look at, okay, now remember, does everybody know what I'm talking about when I talk about those three ugly monkeys? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Okay, how many have seen those? All right. Let me read a little bit of the information on this thing. Let me see. I had a picture of it. We may do something with this. Here's the picture. They're called the three wise monkeys. It's from Japan, okay? And it's part of Buddhism. So we want to renounce all that. When you start getting stuff that's demonic and has a big stronghold over an entire people group, it's not something we want in America. It's not something you want tattooed on you. You shouldn't want anything tattooed on you. But it's certainly not something that should be okay for your kids to have on their T-shirts. Okay? It's not anything cute about it. Satan disguises things to look like they're innocent so he can come and have authority and have a foothold. Okay? And I really encourage you to be serious about getting this junk out of your house. Get rid of... If you have anything like a T-shirt or something from another nation and you don't know what it says for real, you need to get rid of it because you'd be amazed at what people are writing on themselves and tattooing on themselves, and it's not what they think. You know, something's wrong with somebody. Well, let somebody put a tattoo on them and they don't know for sure that it says what the person says it says. Go find somebody who speaks that language and ask them what it says. But don't get the tattoo at all. Make it easy. All right. Anyway, I cannot pronounce the names of these things, but I'm going to tell you. The deity, the false deity, has six arms. And so the name of the strong man of this is, ready, write this, because, well, I'm going to call it the big V, okay? Because I can't pronounce this, but I'll tell you what it's spelled like if you're one of those curious minds. V-A-J-R-A-K-I-L-O-Y-A. V-A-J-R-A-K-I-L-O-Y-A. Look how it says Kilia in there. Vajara Kilia. See, you don't want that. You don't want anything. You do not want to be serving a God called Vajrakilia, okay? So we're going to get rid of that thing. Another name for it is, for the three monkeys, is S-A-N-E. S-A-N-E-N. I'm sorry, S-A-N-E-N. How would somebody say that one? Laurie. Come on. Santa or something, anyway. And it's a counterfeit for the Trinity. There's three. Three means completeness. It's a counterfeit for the Trinity. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and give you these little information facts, and we'll go after this thing. For those, I know like Margaret likes all this. All right, the monkey who's assigned for you not to see, to cover your eyes, is M-I-Z-A-R-U. Okay, M-I-Z-A-R-U. All right, this is a bigger word now. The one to cover your ears and not hear, K-I-K-A-Z-A-R-U. K-I-K-A-Z-A-R-U. A lot of people don't care, but other people do. You actually can go on Google, and all you have to do is put in there three wise, or hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. This comes up. Or put in the three wise monkeys. That'll come up. Okay. Speak no evil is L-W-A-Z-A-R-U. You recognize how the Z-A-R-U. So we don't want those. All right, there's another one we want to break the power of also that's been added in a lot of different folklore and things, and it's called do no evil. Let me tell you something. How many have heard people say great things about Gandhi? Gandhi was big on this. This is what made Gandhi look like he knew God. Whoa. And you even hear Christians, you know, showing his movies and things like this. He had three, from what I was studying this, three statues big made to this God. Gandhi was not a Christian. He must have been Buddhist. And what a great counterfeit it can make. But it's still not having a relationship with the living Christ and God really dealing with your heart. So that one is called, the do no evil is when it has its arms crossed, or it has it over its stomach, or it's covering some other part of your body I won't talk about. S-H-I-Z-A-R-U. S-H-I-Z-A-R-U. Okay? Now, you think, well, who cares? You know, it's when the enemy goes to the trouble of counterfeiting something that only the real can come from God, it's really spiritual. When an entire people groups all over the nation, the gospel can't get through, then there's a real stronghold, a really strong man. Satan is really big in this thing. And what God wants us to do, we will have authority, not only in our own lives when we get rid of the spirit of stupor, but we'll have authority in our prayer lives for the nations that have yet to come to the Lord, and there's been very little breakthrough. Won't it be great to get free enough from all this stuff to pray and things happen? That's what God wants to get us to. Get free so you'll have authority to pray for the nations. And so, now just thinking about this thing, not that you won't think about it much, it's talking about blindness. So I think this spirit's going to have something to do with all natural blindness, but also spiritual blindness. Okay? See no evil. It is impossible to live on planet Earth and see no evil unless you are blind. Okay? So it's a lie. It's impossible to see no evil. Totally impossible. God never says he's not going to, Jesus says that he prays we're in the world, but he wants us not to be of the world, and he prays to keep us from the evil one, but he never says that we're not going to see evil. Okay? It's not worth my eyesight, even in the spirit realm, to be afraid of seeing evil. Now, what could cause somebody to take that spirit on? Now, let me say, you could take these spirits on without ever knowing their names, without knowing anything about Buddhist tradition or whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if you ever got in a situation and you begged God to not let you see evil, or you decided, I'm not going to see evil, guess what? That's impossible. Unless the enemy blinds you. And you could take on such a strong spirit of denial that something terrible could happen right in front of you and you'd honestly not see it or think you didn't see it. The enemy would have authority in your mind where your senses tell you what you're seeing. So the enemy's going to cause you to have the wrong perception of things. Now, do you really think that not seeing evil is going to have you free from fear of evil? No. You're going to wander around as if everything's fine when it's not. And do you think you're going to get all through life and be right with God, and this little delusion is going to help you? No. And the tape on delusion and illusion is a really one to get. You don't see things right. How can you know if you've got this thing? Because other people, you need to ask somebody, is this how you see this? And if they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, there's a pretty good chance, if more people think you are seeing things wrong than everybody else, that you have this thing. Okay, I've said this before. When you take on something of the enemy, it's very powerful. And it brings you into delusion or illusion. In other words, the worst thing about deception is you don't know it. That's why it's deception. You really think that you're seeing things correctly, but you're not. The whole world is blind until you find Christ. The whole world is under this deception to some degree, but not in the sense of not seeing evil. You know what I'm saying? This is very specifically, I believe this thing is going to be strongest in people who chose not to see evil, but they didn't know God, not to hear. So there's a fear factor in this that came in to make you afraid to see, afraid to hear. The Lord showed me when he was setting me free from these migraines, one of the things he showed me, I don't know if I ever talked about this, he showed me how afraid I used to be of my dad and my mom divorcing. And when they would fight when I was a kid, I would actually cover my ears and cry out to God, please, please don't let them divorce. And God showed me in that. Now, let me say this. I was young, but I knew God. So I actually I cried out to the true God. And so the enemy wasn't able to give me deafness. The enemy wasn't able to come along and give me something that wasn't the real thing. But what God showed me in that place of fear, what was I afraid of? Not being hurt, I was afraid of losing my dad. That insecurity, and Lord began to show me just recently, one reason there was not as much security in my relationship with the Heavenly Father as there was with the Lord was because there's this deep fear that somebody could mess it up and he'd leave. When you guys get in your groups, that's the stuff you need to go after. Listen for someone to say something to trigger, I'll show you, that's a lie. Let the Holy Spirit go, that's the lie. And I asked the Lord, I said to God, I said, you know, what is it? God's given me a call to keep the profane, the counterfeit anointing out of the house of the Lord. It's a calling he's given me. He's teaching me how to do it. He's showing me how to discern it. And it's a real strong calling in my life. I mean, for those who were here Friday, there were a few people here who had a religious spirit. And if you noticed, I could never give them eye contact. I don't know if anybody knows, but I mean, I could not give them eye contact. Because I knew the minute I saw them, I was going to have to make them leave. Now, I wasn't trying not to see them. It just wasn't the time to deal with it. So as you minister, you just say, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And he said, don't worry, I'll take care of it before, you know, and I'm going to have to deal with it at some point. But the bottom line is, you know, this stuff is real. It's like, I can't, you know. Now, Holy Spirit was stopping me from looking because and they weren't, you know, I didn't want to go after those demons right then. It wasn't the right timing. I have to wait for what God wants me to do. And so God's going to, you know, teach us stuff. But anyway, but with this other thing of being afraid, deep down, afraid somebody else is going to make my dad leave, afraid my mother's actions will make my dad leave, afraid what my dad's doing is going to make my mom make my dad leave, whatever the situation is, that fear that my dad could leave because of someone else's actions caused an insecurity in me that I didn't know was there. Do you see how deep this stuff goes? That when the call on my life, part of the calling on my life is to recognize the profane, recognize the unclean spirit, recognize because this is what I do, this is part of what I do. And so with that, when I would see that religious spirit that would try to imitate the things of God, that insecurity in me would make me want to jump on it right away. Get them out of here, get them over here, somebody do something. Instead of being able to just be led of the Lord. Doesn't mean he's going to do the same thing. He's going to not allow that spirit to operate in this place and eventually in the whole church. But he's not afraid of it. And he knows, in other words, he's not going to leave here if somebody with a religious spirit gets up and prophesies or lays hands on somebody or does something. The Holy Spirit's not going to go, we got to go. Now, the day will come where if you just keep allowing that thing and you think it's God, that mixture could cause the Holy Spirit to leave a place. But if it's like, it's you don't have to sit there, oh, it's going to sneak in, oh, you know. And Lord, I said, you know, and so it caused me this thing from my childhood. That I just want you to see this. That's how strategic Satan is. You know, people who escape into any kind of drugs, alcohol, anything you take to escape, anything with fantasizing, anything you do to get away from seeing, hearing, and speaking and dealing with situations is part of this thing. Let me tell you what. People with Alzheimer's probably had this spirit, and it eventually takes their ability to even see what's real and not real. I just believe diseases that come in and take away your sight, takes away your ability to speak, and takes away your ability to see. So if you don't want blindness, if you want this stuff out, you need to really hate this thing and go after it and let God set you free. He's already paid. It's just a matter of recognizing it, hating it, and getting rid of it. All right, let's do a little bit of scripture, and then we're going to go after this thing. Let's go to Matthew 13:14.